The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. 9 to 11 weekdays here at News Radio Pensacola. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. And I interview business professionals, community leaders, community advocates, nonprofit organizations. We're just spreading good news here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And we know that in this area, sudden things can happen. We have severe weather that can happen in an instant. Sometimes you're without power. And a lot of people, especially some of our elderly population, they really rely on that power. They need it. And if you've got a big freezer, like most people that I know do, and there's lots of stuff in there that you don't want to go bad, we need to talk. 437-1620. You can call or text in the show. I've got the Generator Guys in the studio. Forrest Jordan and Associates, the Generator Guys. You see the big B with the lightning bolt on the vans going all over town. They're real busy right now. Tim Ireland is the owner of the Generator Guys, and he brought with him today Leonard Norris. Thanks, guys, for being here. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Jake. Thanks for having us back. Great to be here.
Yeah. We've gotten really good feedback from the show. A lot of people heard the last couple shows we've done. I'm sure business has picked up just a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So much so. Yeah. And how about that heat out there?
Huh? Oh, my goodness. It started. it's here. So it seems like it's a couple weeks where you're like, oh, it's starting to get a little bit warmer. And then all of a sudden it's just bam, just woof.
Yeah, we've all heard the forecast for the year. We see the storm starting to brew up. You see that warm water, and we know what's coming, huh?
Yep. And even without a storm, sometimes power just goes out. There's a lot of construction going on around town, lots of new developments going in. Just the other day, my cell phone service and Wi-Fi, everything was out for about 2 hours. So it's that feeling when you just get stuck, and you're like, oh, I don't have any service. I don't have this. I don't have that. You start to really freak out a little bit, you know. It's a very uneasy feeling. So you definitely don't want to be without power, especially in a storm. So let's talk about that. Generators. You see them. I see them on the sides of many, many homes, especially on along my bike route every day. The people along East Bay Boulevard have definitely, heeded our warnings. But let's talk about generators. How easy is it to get one? I know today we're going to talk more about the installation and the sales process of what people can expect when they introduce themselves to the Generator Guys. So let's talk about that. Tim, if somebody's out there right now and they're thinking, these storms are coming, I don't want to be stuck without power, I don't want to be vulnerable, I need to get a backup generator system. How do we start this process?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing is just get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. So you can find us on Facebook or Google. You can call us at 844-GEN-GUYS. You can find us on our website, www.thegeneratorguys.co, co.com.
Right.
And that's the great way just to start the conversation. And the great news is it's never been more attainable to own a home standby generator. We've got great promotions, great prices. We've got great financing partners. We even have a leasing program. Basically, for the cost of a family cell plan, you can have a home standby generator, inclusive package. So all sorts of great ways to do it. And then, you know, I'm excited to bring along Len today, who's going to talk about the next step, which is to come out and meet you in your home and do an assessment.
Yeah, it's really not a long process. It normally takes less than an hour. When I get out to a customer's home, you know, we check out your utility connections. We look to see where your gas is. You know, generators run on either propane or natural gas. So we talk about those options. We size the home up, talk about what you have on gas, what you have on electricity. We just give you several options to choose for as far as sizing is concerned. And then we talk about where you want to put the generator. Some folks, they want their generator in specific locations. Maybe you have an HOA, so it's got to be behind a fence. So we look at generator placement. It's just a very simple, quick process. It doesn't take a lot of time at all.
Somebody, I think, asked a question on the very last show about the placement, and they said that their utility hookups were on one side of the house, but they wanted it on the opposite side. Right. How much of a process is that?
It's not a big problem at all. Okay. I mean, normally when I talk to a customer, we talk about where they want to put it. If they do have utilities on opposite sides, we will either have to run gas or electricity either through their attic or around their house. It's really not a big deal. Sometimes when I talk to customers about it, they get a little excited. But, you know, we do it all the time.
Right.
There's no danger involved in that at all. And again, it just has to do with where they want to put the generator.
Mm. what are you going to put the generator on? Do people need to have a concrete slab or a piece of dirt that's level?
Yeah, we actually have two pads that it can go on. It can go on a concrete pad or a composite pad. The pads are rated for 180 miles an hour, and the generator is actually bolted to it. So when we do bring the generator out and place it, we do level the ground out. We put it on a pad, so it's very, very secure. Mm.
Yeah, we also have options for folks who have some issues with standing water or flooding. We can put them on a stand.
Okay.
And we can also even talk about folks that maybe you're on the beach, maybe you have a house on pilings, we can talk about options for getting those up, on a platform to be compliant with the flood requirements. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is sort of a turnkey, all-in-one solution. You guys come and do it all, and it's all handled by the generator guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.co. Today and introduce yourself. Let them know what you're thinking. They'll come out and work with you. They'll give you a free consultation, let you know where they can put the unit and get it hooked up for you, because you don't want to be stranded without power in the event of a storm. And severe weather happens here all the time in an instant. So always stay tuned here to News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. I know you're out there. You're wondering, is this right for me? Is this home solution, in-home solution, for generator backup, is this right for me? I'm telling you it is, because I think it's everybody should have one here, because they're saying now, it used to be the first 72 is on you, and now they're saying it could be up to a week before emergency crews can actually get to you in the event of a major storm. I think when Michael rolled through, I think that taught a lot of people a lot of things. We saw a lot with that storm.
Yeah, and you were talking earlier, Jake, about kind of the feeling of hopelessness you have when the power goes out, and you're so connected to everything that's powered by electricity.
Yeah,
and what this really is going to provide you is a sense of independence. Mm. Where the last thing I want to do when I'm in a hard time is having to be dependent on somebody, especially the government, to come help me out. And so having energy independence, being able to control your power security, I mean, it's huge. It's a huge insurance policy, especially with the uncertainty. You mentioned a few of the things, obviously the storms, but even like the strain on the electrical grid from some of the electrifications, electric cars and whatnot, the aging of the grid. We still have a lot of above ground power lines, which are very susceptible to the high winds we've seen recently.
Right. Yeah.
So all those things get impacted. And it doesn't have to be, something that, is on your property. I mean, it could be your neighbor has an issue, blows a transformer, so many different things. And in all those cases, you're the one kind of left holding the short end. And so this gives you a way to take control of that.
And I think a lot of people have at least seen the previews for this movie. There's a movie, and I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's basically a movie about where we get a cyber attack or something, and our whole electrical grid goes down. Nobody can do anything. And, watching that movie and watching just the pandemonium, because, even if it's not even a storm, even if just they're having power issues, maybe the grid goes down on the hottest day of the year, and we just cannot get power hooked up for a while. You're just going to sit there and roast in that, 100 plus degree heat with no air when you've got a perfectly good HVAC unit sitting there. You just don't have any power for it. So this could be a matter of life and death, especially with our elderly population.
Yeah, I mean, some people are on oxygen or other medical devices. It could be as simple as a CPAP, which I use. Mm. And I don't think we can go past the point here, Jake, to point out that you're obviously a closet Julia Roberts fan, because I know that movie.
Yes, they're sitting on the beach. I know exactly. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. What was the name of that movie? Golly, it's been a while.
Maybe someone can call in and tell us.
Yes, exactly.
It recently just came out, because I did see it.
Yeah, I can't remember. My wife will be texting me here in a minute, because she was the one that told me about it. She loved it. 437-1620. If you find yourself in that situation where you got no power, you've got stuff in the freezer, maybe you have medical devices that need backup power, you cannot delay on this any longer. Call the Generator Guys, 844-GEN-GUYS, G-E-N-GUYS, or go online, thegeneratorguys.co. I've got Tim Ireland, the owner, in the studio, along with Leonard Norris. Guys, when people reach out to you, you said that you've got a free consultation process. Let's talk a little bit about pricing, if there's any rebates or financing options, anything like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to buy. Kind of the traditional model is to do a cash purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have some great incentives that are going on right now. We have a free 10-year warranty included in every sale. Mm. That's a comprehensive warranty, industry leading.
Right.
We also... are seeing more and more customers take advantage of some of the great financing options that are out there. And we have some of the best in the business. So we have a promotion right now. We can do up to 18 months, same as cash, or we can set people up with fixed long-term payments at really reasonable rates. So at a time where, you know, people are seeing, you know, credit card rates in the high 20s or even 30s,
yep.
You know, even some of the auto loans I've seen recently are at, you know, 8, 9, 10%. You know, we can get you in as low as 5.99% for 37 months.
Wow.
And then we can even push you out to a longer term, up to 11 years. So we like to say we have a price and we have a solution for every budget.
Mm-hmm. And you utilize Synchrony Bank?
Yeah, Synchrony Bank financing is our main partner. They've been fantastic. They're super easy to use, to work with, and they're one of the nation's leading lenders for consumer retail products.
Yep. They still technically own all of my studio equipment and all of my drums and guitars and all of that stuff. You know, I'll get them their money slowly over the next 36 months. It's all good. They'll get it. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions for the generator guys this morning. You see their vans driving around all over town. They're buzzing around. You got the big B with the lightning bolt. You can't miss it. I saw one this morning actually headed in. So you guys are busy right now. Call them right now, because as it heats up and as these storms start rolling in, more and more people are going to start thinking about this issue here. And they're going to say, hey, I need a generator. Get over here, guys. And you guys are going to be really busy. So do not wait too late.
Yeah, and I would just say the thing that really sets us apart is, you know, generators is our business. It's in the name. It's not hidden. You know, we're pretty upfront about it. We do generators. We do them well.
Yeah.
We know it. We have all the major brands. We handle all aspects of generator experience, you know, from the installation to sale, obviously, but also, you know, maintaining that generator going forward, performing all the warranty work on it, any repairs that are needed, all models. So we have exceptionally highly trained, you know, crew. We do factory certifications for all of our guys, and we really pride ourselves on the expertise that comes with that. So we think that sets us apart. If you've only seen one van today, you're doing pretty well, because we're out there, 100% right. We're running pretty flat out right now, and it's what we love to do.
Right.
Yeah, I went from about 3 or 4 appointments a day. I think I'm running 6 to 8 now.
Ooh,
so
wow.
It has really, really picked up. It really has.
Yeah. What's your team? How many people do you have on your team now?
Well, we have about 27 people across our two locations in Mobile and Gulf Breeze. Mm-hmm. And we're opening a third location. We haven't quite figured exactly where it's going to be, but possibly in the Freeport, Panama City area.
Ooh, nice. Very nice. We do have a question here that just came in. 437-1620. You can call or text. Sorry about that phone ringing there a minute ago. That's one of the many phones we have in here that I don't even know where it goes or what office it rings to. I don't even know who was calling. But all right. So if you do have a call, call us 437-1620, and it'll ring on the phone that I actually use. Somebody wanted to know, what is required when you're retrofitting a much older home? So what are some special things, because especially like in the East Hill neighborhood, we've got a lot of, you know, historic homes with older pipes, older wiring, things like that.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where we really need to see exactly what the situation is. I mean, the big thing we see is we have some meters that are directly feeding interior sub panels with a 3-wire connection. Mm. And then where essentially the point of disconnect on the service is inside. And so we need to, in those cases, because we're creating a new service on the exterior of the house through our transfer switch, we need to separate grounds and neutrals on the inside and pull that out and to the new service. So we're running a 4-wire connection instead of a 3. So electrically, that's the big thing. Obviously, if you have old wiring, you know, we need to do an assessment of that to see if that's going to be a safety hazard, if we need to, you know, rerun new wires for you. A lot of times, you know, it kind of looks worse than it is. You really just have to take a look at it. What we see probably more of, because again, interior tends to age a little bit better. We see a lot of, like, on the outside, if we have an aerial connection where your power wires are above ground and coming like through a mast. Mm-hmm. If you don't have an enclosed mast, either metal or PVC, if you're just running like a service entrance wire, a lot of times with the sun, those will start to crack and degrade over time, and that needs to be replaced. All those are, you know, not particularly big deals for us to do.
Right.
And so we can help you out with those.
So you say that you just do generators, but your whole crew, all of you have to be very knowledgeable about electric work. So, I mean, you're electricians in a sense.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I have an understanding, a good working understanding of electrical code, being understand to troubleshoot electrical systems. Essentially, we're re-engineering the home's electrical system. You know, when we go in to incorporate the transfer switch, and that's what you're getting. You know, that's what you're paying for essentially for our services, is to figure that part out and to make sure that everything is able to seamlessly integrate into the new system.
Speaking of that, we got another text here wanting to know about modifications for when someone has a home charging station. You mentioned earlier about people who have electric cars now. They charge them in their garage. Some people, I saw a picture of it the other day. There's like I think Tesla makes it. It's a huge, looks like a big, like a huge flat battery that hangs on the wall. And it sort of powers the whole home now. And they're starting to get those going. Are there any modifications, any special things you need if somebody has one of those car chargers in their house?
Well, the car charger itself, not really. Mm-hmm. The big thing with that is that's a high load, item. Mm-hmm. So we need to plan for that in terms of the sizing of the generator, and we need to have a discussion about whether or not that's something that needs to be powered by the generator in the case of an outage.
Right.
So if not, there's things we can do to isolate, essentially that system. Mm-hmm. And if you do want to power it, then obviously that needs to be calculated into the sizing of the generator as part of the total load of the house electrically. And then I think what you might be talking about is maybe like the power walls where you
power
see
wall,
batteries,
yeah, that's
and
it,
the
yeah,
inverters.
Yeah.
And so I would just try to make it a little bit simpler, maybe take a step out and say, when you have an inverter on your home, whether that be a battery system or a solar system, we have ways to integrate the generator into that. So most of our systems are designed to be basically either battery backup or generator backup, not both at the same time, or solar or generator not at the same time.
I was going to ask you about solar because I know a lot of people have solar now. So how does that work? We've got another text here, 437-1620. Keep the questions coming in. We've got the generator guys in the studio. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. Another listener wants to know, if we do not have propane or natural gas at our home, does your company install that as well? If so, what kind of cost does that add?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So propane would be the way to go in that case.
Right.
And we do sell propane systems. And so basically the way it works is we sell our systems. So we don't lease. There's two ways to have propane. One is to buy your tank. Mm-hmm. The other is to lease it. We again believe in having customer independence, so not beholden to a long-term contract for a lease or anything like that. So we sell our tanks, we connect them, we do everything we need to do to get them ready to be filled. And then you can choose your desired provider in terms of providing fills going forward, and we can make some recommendations thereof. So, and then cost-wise, it really depends. We recommend having at least 200 gallons on site just based on burn rate. And again, thinking about those longer-term outages that we're trying to prepare for. And so, probably, $3,000 to $5,000 is probably average, depending again on the size.
Leonard, does it matter timing wise? So how long does the unit run? Say you don't have natural gas and you have the propane. How long does one of those tanks usually run for the generator if you have to use it?
Yeah, I can take that one.
Okay.
Again, it depends on the size that you can think about. Like if you have a small car versus a big truck, obviously their burn rate is different, right? And so just in very, very general terms, like our big volume units, be like a 22 or 24, you're going to be looking at anywhere from 2.5 to 4 gallons per hour. And so what we'd say based on that is, again, that's why we recommend having at least 200 gallons on site.
Wow.
And then we recommend, not running the generator if you don't need it in the case of a prolonged outage. So we're talking about like the Ivans and the Sallys of the world.
Right.
In those cases where you really have a lot of uncertainty over the duration, go ahead and be judicious about, your run times and how you're using it. But for short outages, certainly, there's no problem there.
All right. Got another text in here, 437-1620. Let us know. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left here with the generator guys, so get your questions in. This is something that I've always worried about, too, because I remember the old school generators, the ones you had to pour gas into and crank, and I mean, they're so loud. Somebody wants to know, has there been any reduction in the noise levels with modern generators? And then, of course, you kind of touched on this a minute ago about they have a 2,100-square-foot single-story home. Is there any price points that you can, I know it varies with every home situation is different, but are there any pricing guidelines, I guess, you can give for them? But mainly they want to know about the noise reduction.
Yeah, I mean, we would just say very broadly as a starting point for conversation that our typical installs are 10 to 15,000, and that's a turnkey price. So that's right. All permitting, that's all equipment, everything. Everything. The question about noise is interesting. So certainly, if you go to the manufacturers, they're all going to say they've taken great strides to reducing noise. I've seen literature, for the modern units, they were from 65 to maybe 72 decibels for an air-cooled unit. And frankly, the liquid cools are about the same range. So what it sounds like in reality to me is if you're running a large lawnmower, like a riding mower, to me, that's kind of what it sounds like. And so it's one of those things I say when it first starts, it's very noticeable. But after a while, because it runs at a steady 3,600 RPM to produce that 60 hertz electrical cycle, it's going to fade into the background. It's going to be white noise within a minute.
You're
going
to be taking a nap to that thing. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be great. We do have a caller. David is in Pensacola. David, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. I've got kind of an off-the-wall question for you guys. As off-the-grid living and everything is getting more and more popular, and, a lot of people are using solar technology. I'm not a big fan of it because, at nighttime where you have to have a ton of batteries or whatever. But, it definitely has its place. But anyway, if you were to just totally go off grid completely 24/7, just way out in nowhere, do you have to have a specialized generator that will just run 24/7? Like if you wanted to just have a generator set up that just you ran it all the time, basically you're always having to have some kind of fuel source, maybe a big tank, and just running it 24/7 nonstop. That was your power supply. And obviously your loads would go up and down as, things that you're using. But just for a small house with, conventional refrigeration, air conditioning, stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, and I agree. Like off-the-grid living is really appealing right now for so many reasons. I'm not a big fan of solar either. I think this is one of the cases where I actually am, if you're going to be truly detached from the grid just based on, operating costs. But you're right. There needs to be a backup, solution. It needs to integrate with the larger, power system, like with the generator. I would just say, I've deployed 3 times to the military, living on big bases. They're 100% powered by generators, so I'm kind of familiar, with that experience. And I would just say in those cases, you need to think about, having a heavy duty generator. So, you may be getting something that is a little bit larger than you might really need. But the key things is you're going to want a water cooled generator with that larger engine. You want it to be running not under a lot of strain because you're thinking about running, putting a lot of hours on it. So you're probably going to oversize it a little bit. You certainly want that water cooled for the better heat management.
Yeah, that's good advice. You want, even if it says it'll run however many megawatts or whatever, you want to size it down so that your even your high loads aren't going to be approaching that because you want it to last.
Yeah, I want to be running at half load, basically. That's what I'm targeting.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And what about fuel sources? Are most of those going to be diesel, or do they come in all different varieties? What would you recommend if someone were going to pursue something like that?
Yeah, they come in all varieties. I mean, we really specialize in the gaseous generators. So that's natural gas and propane. I think propane is great because it stores really well, and you can store a lot of it on property. And the refill process, there's a lot of vendors to choose from. Diesel is fine if you're using it, but diesel will spoil and needs to be treated if it's just sitting there. And that's why for generators, unless you're talking about, again, like an application on a ship or something, we use it constantly.
I think you're right on with propane. With propane, if you're off-grid, you also have your heat source and you have,
cook with it. Yeah.
Your stove, your clothes dryer can be propane.
And you can get propane anywhere.
If you want to do some crazy stuff, you can do your refrigerator can run off of propane, too. It's usually not the best pipe refrigerator, but it's possible. So,
All right,
enjoying the show, guys. Thanks a lot for your feedback. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah. All right, 437-1620. We only have about a minute left. We've been getting lots of texts and calls. The Pensacola Expert Panel got Tim Ireland, the owner of The Generator Guys. Go online, thegeneratorguys.co, or give them a phone call, 844-GEN-GUYS. Also got Leonard Norris in the studio. Thank you guys for what you do, because it's not only just a great business model and you guys are great at customer service, but it's really about just serving our community, right? Especially the people who really, really rely on power. If they've got those medical systems in place, or if they just need a good, steady temperature control during these hot months. So thank you for the work that you guys do. Moving into this summer season, you guys are going to get busy, so definitely you're letting everybody know, call now, right? Don't wait.
Absolutely. It's never going to be a better time than right now.
Exactly. TheGeneratorGuys.co. They'll come out and do a free evaluation, let you know where they can put the unit and get you hooked up. If it's propane, natural gas, they will get you going on that journey. And this is going to be a great journey for you. You need this, definitely go to TheGeneratorGuys.co or give them a call, 844-GEN-GUYS. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. Tim, Leonard, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Jake. It's been great.